Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Two former Fullerton police officers have been acquitted in the beating death of Fullerton homeless man Kelly Thomas. The jury came back after 8 hours of deliberations. That's comparatively quick for a three-week trial. Doesn't seem that this was a close call for the jury. With us is Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis, who prosecuted the case himself. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us. You're obviously disappointed. Do you think you just got an especially tough jury, or was this by nature a difficult case to win?
No, I think that we always knew that it would be a tough case. So it was one where there was never any question about that particular aspect of it. But I thought that the police, that these two police officers crossed the line to the extent that that they should be prosecuted and convicted. So. But I never had any illusions about the difficulty of trying the case and convincing a jury.
When you got word that the jury was coming back yesterday, did you know at that point you'd lost?
Well, you never know until you get a result, but I did think that it was a little bit early for a conviction.
In hindsight, would it have been better to assign your strongest deputy DA to prosecute the case, given that he or she would have been sharp from day-to-day courtroom prosecutions?
Well, I can't look at something like that in hindsight, and I mean, I think it was the right decision that I made. I don't admit that that I was like unable to handle the case. I mean, I think we put the case on pretty well. I had a lot of support, I think that the evidence that we needed to have come in front of the jury did, and I think all of the considerations were properly presented to them, and they made their decision. So certainly we have people in the office with a lot of experience and that are very good trial attorneys, and so I mean I guess somebody else can second guess that. I thought that since it was my decision and it was a hard case and one that where we were asking for the jury to convict two officers who were on duty at the time, that I had to be the one asking for that verdict.
Have you or anyone in your office interviewed the jurors to find out what were the deciding issues for them?
No, we haven't done that at this point. I think somewhere down the road we'll look into trying to ferret out those issues, a little bit better. But I just think that overall, it's a hard matter. You have the basic questions of whether or not these police officers abused their authority and to what extent, and to what extent was Kelly Thomas's behavior something that that the jurors would think was inappropriate there too. So I mean, it's the basic questions, I think, were the telling questions. So
well, given that you wouldn't change how you prosecuted the case, does that mean either A, it was a mistake to take the case to a jury and to prosecute the officers, or B, that it's just a matter of the luck of the draw, the jurors that you get, you think you could have just as easily gotten a conviction with another jury?
Well, first, I certainly don't think that it was a mistake to bring the case. I mean, I reviewed the case and it was clear to me that there were violations of law and that these police officers should be held accountable and that this matter had to be decided by a jury. So we did that, and it was decided by a jury. And whether or not another jury would do something different, I just can't speculate about that. I mean, I think that we put our case on, and I think we did a good job. And the jurors got the facts and the evidence and the law all very clearly and made their decisions. So we had our day in court. And if I had it to do over again, I would not hesitate to do it again.
We're talking with Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis, who prosecuted the case against two former Fullerton police officers in the beating death of Fullerton homeless man Kelly Thomas. You had the coroner testify that Thomas's death resulted from chest compressions and injuries suffered at the hands of the officers. Were you able, did you think, to refute the defense argument that Thomas's heart was damaged from years of drug abuse? I know that the coroner was saying it was the officer's actions that led to death. But could you refute that issue of whether Kelly Thomas had a weakened heart?
Yes, we could and we did. And I don't think that the case was determined on the basis of the cause of death. I mean, you can watch the video and you can see what the cause of death was. So, to say that while he had a weakened heart and died too easily, it's just not the case. So, that violates common sense to begin with. But we also had a very expert and world-renowned, as a matter of fact, cardiologist testified that he looked at the heart on the CAT scan and there was nothing weak about it. So I don't think that issue carried the day. I think that the more important aspect of bringing those defense witnesses to testify about Kelly's heart condition was to get in evidence and to have the jury consider evidence of his prior use of methamphetamine.
The half-hour videotape, which was synced to the officer's audio recordings, were replayed many times for the jury. You argued that it showed a law enforcement action turning into a criminal action, particularly when Officer Ramos puts on latex gloves while telling Thomas that the officer's fists are getting ready to F him up. That convinced you. Why do you think that didn't convince the jury, that was a pivot point?
Well, I think that was certainly the important point when he put those gloves on and said those things. And I think that at that point there was still some back and forth between Officer Ramos and Kelly Thomas. I can only speculate. We're going to have to talk to jurors, but I think that they just didn't think that was. Although I don't think there's any way to look at that and say, well, this is lawful police conduct. So I think they had to believe that even with that unlawful conduct, that Officer Ramos was still in his within his authority to continue to give orders and make demands on Kelly Thomas.
So how did you attempt to refute the idea that Thomas was being belligerent, that he was fighting back, that he was failing to comply and posed a risk to the officers on the scene? So what did you argue about Kelly Thomas's behavior and the officer's response specifically to that?
Well, he never did pose any risk to the officers at the scene, and I think that's very clear. I mean, you can see from the behavior of Kelly Thomas and the officers that he did not in any way pose a risk to the officers. They didn't treat him as a risk. Officer Ramos even turned his back on him at one time or another and was very casual about the whole thing. So it was not that Kelly Thomas presented a risk to the officers.
So you're with each of these points, though, that I'm bringing up, you're saying, well, it's very clear this was not the case, very clear this was not. So then where do you think the jury made its determination that the officers were working within policy and were not behaving criminally?
I just don't think that the jury was willing to send these two officers to prison for the conduct that resulted in the death of Kelly Thomas.
So under any, you think it was just an unwinnable case? There was nothing you could show about the officer conduct that would have convinced this jury that it was criminal?
Well, I think we showed them the officer's conduct very clearly, and I think that we showed them the law very clearly, and that they spoke and they weren't convinced, and they acquitted the defendants. So
Thomas's family is asking the federal government to take this up. Apparently, there is an open investigation into this. Do you think the federal government should file civil rights charges against the officers?
I would leave that entirely up to them. They are privy to the case in the sense that we provided them with files originally, and we've kept them up on that, and certainly we will continue to cooperate in every way possible. So, they'll have it. Their considerations are different than ours. In other words, they're not they don't have to show murder or involuntary manslaughter. They have a different standard. So I don't know what they'll decide.
But you think there is a potential avenue on civil rights violations to take this up? I know you're not telling them what to do, but as you look at the law, you think that's a possibility?
Well, it's a possibility. They'll have to look at all the evidence and see what they think.
Will this make you reluctant to take on future excessive use of force cases?
No. I look at each case independently and individually, and if we see a case of an excessive force, and we'll look at the case, and if it merits prosecution, we'll prosecute it.
Mr. Rakakis, thank you very much for being on with us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Obviously very disappointed that the case that he prosecuted didn't result in the conviction of the two officers who were on trial in the death of Fullerton homeless man Kelly Thomas. Joining us is KPCC reporter Ed Joyce. He's our Orange County correspondent who was in the courtroom very closely following the case. Ed, I brought up a number of issues with the district attorney that might have been points of decision for the jury. Do you have any theories on what led them to come down with this decision?
I just have to think that they felt that the officers' actions were reasonable within their training as police officers. You have to look, Larry, Thursday afternoon they got the case. Maybe they deliberated a couple of hours. Friday they were off. Yesterday they met probably for 4 hours at the most when we received the notice of the verdict. So they really had their minds pretty well set, it would seem, because they deliberated less than 8 hours. That's less than one full day. So it seemed like it was an open and shut case for these eight women and four men on this jury. And I think a lot of people were surprised. Legal experts were surprised. Many people had said that they would probably take a couple of days to get organized and look at the evidence. They didn't even take one day before they came back with a verdict of not guilty on all four counts for both officers.
Ed, what's been the response from the community? Have there been rallies in the 12 or so hours since the verdicts were announced?
There was a candlelight vigil last night at the Fullerton Transportation Center, the site of the altercation between Kelly Thomas and police officers. Ron Thomas and Kelly Thomas's mother, Kathy Thomas, were there. They met with supporters. They talked with people. There's still a makeshift altar there at the Fullerton Transportation Center. I was there this morning, talked with some people. I watched people stopping by, looking at the memorial, looking at the candles, some of the messages people have left. I talked to a few of those people. And the consensus, again, this is a small group of folks, some from other Orange County cities as well as Fullerton. They were just appalled that they said the cops were apparently, quote, getting away with murder. One guy told me, he's from Anaheim. He said that it's amazing that in a country like this that this can go without justice. He said there's just no justice. A lot of people are shaking their heads, sort of stunned and still in shock that on the video you see somebody crying out for help, and the police officers keep on continuing to battle with him. And that seemed to be what a lot of people were saying this morning, at least at the Fullerton Transportation Center, and last night at the candlelight vigil as well.
But, of course, for the jurors who saw this, it would appear, given the rapid return of a verdict, that it was very clear what they saw, that they felt the officers engaged in conduct that was not criminal and that was within the bounds and the practice of law enforcement, that they restrained and hit Kelly Thomas in the way that they did. We're going to hear from one of the defense attorneys for one of the defendants in the case, talk about what he thought the jury decided and why. And we'll also talk with a criminal defense attorney to get his thoughts on how the case was prosecuted. It's Air Talk on KPCC. Hetty Lynn Hurdies has the news. Good to have you with us this morning on Air Talk, where we look at the acquittal of two former Fullerton police officers in the beating death of Fullerton homeless man Kelly Thomas just about 2.5 years ago. The defense attorney for former officer Manuel Ramos is John Barnett, and he responded to a question about whether justice was served in the case.
We live in a society where juries decide these kind of cases. That's what our form of government is based upon, jury trials, and the jury has spoken, and that is justice.
Mr. Barnett also said that specifically the video of the incident shouldn't be looked at in a vacuum, and that there were a number of times where the two officers initially on the scene tried to resolve the conflict peacefully.
This time it didn't work. It didn't work because Kelly Thomas wanted to resist, and he did resist. And there's a great deal of evidence that was presented that if a person is screaming they can't breathe or is screaming, they are able to ventilate, they are able to breathe. And these officers were doing a job that is extremely necessary.
The defense attorney was asked if he thinks Ramos will go back on the force, whether he would be hired, whether he would want to do so.
It's clear that what he did was within policy. That's what the person who was in charge of training indicated. It was within policy. So the decision to fire him perhaps should be revisited.
He also said more needs to be done holistically to help those with mental illness on the streets.
Whether a person is mentally ill or whether they're motivated by anger or drugs or any other motivation, the police officers still have to deal with them. They have to deal with the person that they meet on the streets. It's for the larger government to address mentally ill issues.
That's John Burnett, defense attorney for former Fullerton officer Manuel Ramos, who was acquitted yesterday on charges related to the death of Kelly Thomas. Joining us now, criminal defense attorney Jared Gunsberg, who's based in Beverly Hills. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
How surprised were you by the verdict?
Well, I'd like to say I was surprised, but I don't think anybody in the criminal defense defense community was all that surprised.
Why so?
Well, in the abstract, people understand that the police can be bad actors. But when they are faced with the police in the courtroom, when push comes to shove, I think it's very difficult for jurors to convict. And that's something that the defense certainly knew in this case, and I think the DA may have underestimated.
So from a strategic standpoint, what do you think he should have or could have done differently?
Well, I don't know. They had the facts that they had. That video was really compelling. It was very compelling evidence. And frankly, with 8 hours of deliberation on a 3-week trial with mountains of medical evidence, it seems the jury's mind was made up pretty quickly. Despite admonitions from the trial judge, the jurors are not to make up their minds or draw any conclusions about the case until they get into the deliberation room. At the conclusion of arguments, I don't think that's what happened here. I think they had their minds made up pretty quickly. So it's tough to say what the DA could have done differently.
Well, and from the standpoint of the jurors, if they all come in and they all start talking about the case and right, out of the gate, all 12 of them see it the same way, I mean, there isn't a lot for them to get into, right?
No, there's not. There's not. And that makes you wonder if this jury panel makes you wonder if the Orange County DA ever had a shot at convicting these guys in this community.
Well, and again, there's no way of knowing in a particular jury whether it's representative of what you would have gotten with another panel. There's a lot of moving parts to the whole thing. When it comes to a case like this that is driven in the public largely by emotions, people's feelings in support of Kelly Thomas and feeling about what happened to him, is there room for that kind of emotion to be brought into the courtroom? And is you've got two officers there, real individuals, their careers and their freedom is on the line. Is there more of a way to bring Kelly Thomas into that courtroom?
That is certainly if a defense attorney had been prosecuting this case, what a defense attorney would have done. That there needs to be the story of Kelly Thomas brought in, because the evidence in the law will get you far in a trial, and even though that's what juries are supposed to base their verdicts on, the truth is it is the emotion, it is the story. It is the story behind the evidence, it is the story behind the law. And maybe that wasn't brought out as much as it could have been.
You had a chance to hear the interview that I did a few minutes ago with the district attorney. Anything stand out to you as he defended his tactics and said he wouldn't change anything?
It brought to mind a larger issue, and this is certainly, look, it's tough for any lawyer to Monday morning quarterback any other attorney's trial performance, even though Mr. Rakakis is on the other side of that I stand on. But it does call into question the larger issue, which is a local prosecutor's office equipped to handle a case like this? There's so few cases like this filed. There are no standardized jury instructions for a battery committed by a police officer, excessive force. There's no standardized jury instructions in California for that. These cases just aren't brought. There are 11 standardized jury instructions for resisting arrest and battery or assault committed on a police officer.
Can you give us an example of one of those so that we can, you know, see if there's something we can think of that would be comparable in the opposite case?
Can you
give us one of those examples of a jury instruction in a case where a citizen is said to have assaulted?
Penal Code 148, resisting arrest. There's a variety of assault on a police officer statutes for jury instructions. Certainly, if you know, which is a serious, very serious offense, is you know, assaulting a police officer with a firearm. There's actually two varieties of resisting arrest. There's a misdemeanor variety and a felony variety. So there are myriad instructions that deal with resisting arrest and fighting with the police.
So what would be an example of you know, just a theoretical instruction that could have gone to jurors in a case like this?
Oh, well, they took the language of Penal Code 149, which says that under the color of law, if the police commit a battery and they use excessive force and didn't act lawfully, that the jury can convict. And while I haven't seen the actual jury instruction used, I'm sure they took the language from the statute and used it. But the larger issue, I think, is whether or not a local prosecutor's office who spend all their time on a day-to-day basis defending the police, defending the investigation techniques, defending the police's version of events against lawyers like me, because the criminal defense business is challenging the police's version of events and challenging the investigative techniques of the police. So can a local prosecutor's office who spend all their time defending the police, is it realistic for them to switch hats suddenly, take these rare cases, and be expected
to
prosecute?
Who would they outsource it to?
Well,
you couldn't have the feds taking over every case, could you?
I'm sorry?
You couldn't have the feds taking over every case.
No, not the feds.
Because that's a civil rights issue.
Absolutely. But what you have is there's an analog in the public defender's offices throughout California, where if they feel there is a conflict, and usually there are conflicts of interest in these cases, they either have what's called an alternate public defender's office, or they contract with panel lawyers. There are small counties in California that outsource prosecutions. So what they could do, and this is new territory, in a case like this, maybe they could bring in an independent prosecutor, contract with somebody with a little distance that isn't on the front line every day,
all right,
that isn't in with the police. Maybe it's worth discussing.
Jared Gunsberg, thank you very much. Good to have you talking with us today. We appreciate it. Criminal defense attorney based in Beverly Hills. Again, if you want to comment on the acquittal of the two former Fullerton police officers in the beating death of Kelly Thomas, you can comment on the Air Talk page at kpcc.org. Already more than 20 comments from listeners are up responding to the verdict and how the case was conducted in the courtroom over its 3 weeks. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Coming up, the 20th anniversary of the Northridge earthquake and what people who own homes and condos are thinking about when it comes to retrofitting their properties.